Good evening, everyone. It's good to be back. I've been away for a few months. In fact, this time last week, I was basking in tropical sunshine and heat. And so it was, I'm one of these sad people who actually loves the climate in Scotland. And so I was really relieved to get off the plane and be greeted by our climate. But the problem I had was, when, as I arrived back, I really had no sense of Christmas, because if you've been in tropical heat, it's hard to get a sense of Christmas. So I've really appreciated the carols and lessons tonight to get that sense of Christmas. But I also encountered some videos on the internet by a group called Speak Life, called Meet the Nativity. And I just want to share one of these short videos with you this evening, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. Thanks.
What shall I call him, my lord and lady?
Well, it's fine.
It's massive.
It's just home.
Have you got a butler?
No, I don't have a butler. Come here, give me.
Happy Grimbo, Mum and Dad.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Oh, hi, I'm Will.
Merry
really
Christmas.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, I'm Will. Really.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Long journey.
Well, I'm just going to finish making up the spare room for you, Will.
Oh, it's all right. I can, yeah, that's fine. Great.
Thank you.
Great.
Thanks. Would you like to come to Midnight Mass with us? It's a sort of family tradition.
I would love to.
No, no, no. It's fine. You don't need to come.
It's like, fine.
Just be the three of us.
I mean, right. I'll be thinking of you.
I'm going to go upstairs and help Ruth.
Do you want some help?
Yes, yeah. If you wouldn't mind.
What's that about? I was going to come.
It's fine.
Okay.
No, it's fine.
Well, I'm going to church now.
Right, okay. Are you sure you don't want me to come?
No,
totally fine to do
it's
that.
It's fine.
Are you sure?
No, don't.
Okay, well,
just relax.
Okay.
It won't be long. It'll be like an hour.
All right, that's fine.
I saw your bag in the hall, so don't forget to take that out.
Yes, I'll take that.
And don't let the cat out.
There's a cat?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a cat.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yes.
And there's food in the fridge.
Yeah, I won't eat that, don't worry.
Okay.
All right, then. There we go.
Okay. See you later.
Okay.
Have fun.
Sorry.
Welcome.
Please, come in. What did you bring? And where are you from?
I'm from Finchley. Wait, what is this? Are you? Is he? Is she?
Fincherley. I've never heard of this place. Did you come far to see him?
It's on the northern line. Him.
You have brought him a gift.
I have nothing.
Would you like to hold him?
No.
Please. Come, come.
Okay. Got a name?
Okay, thanks. Now, there's actually a series of them. You can get them on the internet. I'd encourage you to go and dig them out. But that story is actually based on an apocryphal part of the Nativity that's told of an empty-handed shepherd who actually went along to the Nativity, and he arrived, and he was giftless. And as he arrived giftless, he was completely discouraged because he saw the opulent gifts that the wise men had brought. And he had absolutely nothing. And so dejected, he began to withdraw from the scene. And then suddenly he realized there was a problem. Joseph was carrying the frankincense and gold, and both his hands were full. And Mary had the baby in her hands, and she couldn't receive the myrrh that the other wise men wanted to give, and she had to offload the child. And the question was, who was she going to give the child to? And she turned around, and exactly because the shepherd was giftless, she handed him the child and said, you care for him. And that's what that clip that we saw was actually based on, that story, the wonderful story that because someone was empty, he was filled. Someone who came with nothing to bring, but instead he received Christ, the ultimate gift. You see, that story tells us two things about the Nativity. First of all, the Nativity is about everybody being made welcome. You know, in that story, Will arrives at the house, and we all want to be in places of belonging and acceptance. We all want to be in places where we feel accepted. And some of you may have gone along to situations where you haven't quite felt accepted or felt... Just let you guys go. Where you haven't quite felt accepted. And you know that horrible feeling where you... Because we all want to try and belong and we all want to be accepted. Maybe tonight you feel a wee bit like that. You don't really feel that you belong, and everything feels a little alien in terms of God and Christianity. But the Nativity declares that God wants us to be welcome. One of the lovely things that happens in that video that we see is that as the people walk in, they say, welcome. One of the things I love about traveling around the Arab world is that whenever you go anywhere, they sometimes don't know a lot of English, but they always greet you with the word welcome, welcome, welcome. And the announcement of the Nativity is that you are welcome. The birth of Jesus is that you are welcome, even if you feel you don't belong and you feel marginal. And you feel a little bit like, well, as if I'm not really sure I belong. God wants you to know that you are welcome because Christ was born and he makes everyone welcome because Christ came for everyone. The second thing that we recognize is that Jesus came as an amazing gift. We read the words of Isaiah chapter 9 where it says, to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And that Jesus comes as a gift and that he actually comes into this world to be given to each one of us, and it's to us. The reason that Will was able to receive Christ was because he came empty-handed. You know, and the first step in actually recognizing and receiving the gift that Christ has for us in the birth and the nativity is actually recognizing that we are empty, that we come empty. And by coming empty, we can receive everything that God has for us. And Jesus comes into the world as a gift to give us what God wants for us. He wants us to know forgiveness. He wants us to know wholeness. He wants us to know that sense of belonging where God wants us to be. And so Jesus and the message of Christmas is that everyone is welcome, no matter where you feel and where you are in the spectrum. But also God wants you to come and recognize that you're empty-handed and receive him and embrace everything that God has for you and for your life. That's what he wants for you this Christmas. If you're interested in finding out any more about Christ or any more about the message of Christmas, we have these leaflets at the back, Why Christmas? Please do pick them up afterwards and take them away and read them. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came into this world to let us know that you accept everyone. I thank you that there were wise men and kings and shepherds round the crib. I thank you that you embrace all ends of the social spectrum. Lord, I thank you that you embrace each one of us, even if we feel we don't belong and we're not accepted. Lord, I thank you that you offer us the gift of new life. I thank you that in coming into this world, we have the prospect of receiving everything that you have for us. Lord, help us to bring our empty hands and receive all that you have for us this Christmas. We ask this in your name. Amen.